This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Using polls to track the horse race has always been a part of the political dialogue in the national media, perhaps now more than ever. Is there a risk, though, in too much reporting of polls? Doug Usher is a pollster and managing director at Purple Insights. He'll lead a discussion tonight at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College on this topic, and he joins us now. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Do you see the media as being too reliant on polling in general?
I think what you're seeing now is the media using polling whenever they can to fill out a story. I think sometimes that's good and helpful, particularly in the closing days of the race, but sometimes you're really missing some of the key elements in politics. And even as a pollster, I'd say that I think the media uses polling just a little too much.
But you also say the media can't simply ignore the polls. So what is the right balance?
I think that as the race starts to finish up, as you get to the final few weeks, I think that polling plays an essential role. I think early on, to give a sense of the shape of the race, I think it's important as well. One of the problems, though, is that if you rely too much on polls, you treat it more as a scoreboard rather than understanding what's actually happening on the political field.
Is the media doing enough to differentiate between some good polling and bad polling or to put some results in context?
I think everybody has problems with that distinction. I think that there are very good polls and there are worse polls, but the sad fact is that some of the polls with the best reputation get it wrong just as much as some of the polls that don't have much of a reputation. So I don't know that it's possible to distinguish for sure, but I do think that they can play a bit of a better role to say that one pollster has more of a track record and another pollster is just adding something new, and we may not know whether that's a fully credible result.
Is it possible for widespread coverage of polls, though, to actually shape public opinion or even change the way people vote? I mean, this has been the assertion over the years.
I think that that's the case, especially in races where people don't know that much about what's going on. So obviously we're focusing a lot on the presidential race, but I also think that people are paying enough attention and can learn enough about the other candidates so that they can think a little bit more broadly than what the polls say. I think the problem becomes more serious when you think about races lower down the ballot, where people don't know anything about the candidates, and then they see a poll and see one candidate way up and say to themselves, well, I don't need to do any more research. I don't need to think through this anymore because I know that person's going to win.
Now, we saw Gallup, perhaps the best-known name in polling, announced last fall that it would not be doing polling for this 2016 presidential race. What did you make of that decision, and what does it say about the future of political polling in general?
Well, that decision was rooted in the fact that they got it absolutely wrong. Despite their terrific reputation, they did a bad job in predicting the outcome, said that Romney was going to win, not by a landslide, but by a fair bit, and they said that throughout the fall. So I think in a lot of ways, they've decided that they don't want to put their reputation on presidential polling, which they made a mistake on. I think that there's always going to be a market for polls, and always be a market for people trying to figure out what's going on in the race. I think, though, that it points to problems in a lot of political polling. And one of the issues that people get concerned about is that as a Gallup drops out of the race, Pew recently announced that they're not going to do the horse race as well towards the end of the cycle, that what we're going to be left with is lower quality polls and less ability to understand what's going on in races.
So what are the biggest challenges to the industry when it comes to getting some accurate data?
There's a very large challenge, and it's been growing basically over the last 20 years, but has become more pronounced in the last 5 years, and that's reaching voters in a way that's random. It's always been the case that some people were never reachable, but traditionally there have been enough folks that you could reach that accounted for those people that you missed. Today, I think there's a real problem, particularly with younger voters, where the only people you can reach are systematically different from those you can reach, and so you can get results that are a little bit skewed. It's that challenge which people are trying to address now through online polling, through cell phone polling, through different efforts of reaching folks. That's the challenge that affects all political polling and polling in general.
Doug Usher is a pollster and managing director at Purple Insights. He'll lead a discussion tonight on polling in the 2016 election at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College. Doug, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.